Hey, this is Josh Keaton, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to the 293rd episode of Geekcast Radio. I'm, of course, TFJ Mike. Joining me, sort of as always, is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Welp, 2022 is here, and I have a lot I want to do with the GCR podcast, because I'm hoping we can break new ground, talk topics that we only think about doing. And I want a fresh and new GCR at the same time being true to how we started the podcast. And it's funny because I actually went through, I still have to do more, but 90% of GCR needs to be fixed on the website. The MP3 links need to be fixed, but I can do that. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But I'm going back to the very beginning of when we started this, when we started the network in 2009, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the iPhone episode, or oh, yeah, this episode, or oh, yeah, that episode. And I'm like, let's get back to some of this, because it was really fun. Like, I remember for episode 5, we did our Geek Top 50. I haven't gone back and listened to that episode yet, but, you know, we did a Geek Top 50 way before any Top 100s kind of thing. And, yeah, I mean, I just want to take this podcast and be able to just talk about pop culture, geek culture, whatever, you know, whatever topic, you know, happens to strike our fancy. Now, I know you you started this. You need to revisit it. I was hoping you'd revisit it before we recorded this, but I understand you're busy. You had started a post for a blog you were going to do on the website called "Are We Unleashing the Geek Anymore?"
Yeah.
And We both have admin access. We can see what each other is doing. It's fine. It's not like we're spying on each other. But I looked at that the other day.
He's spying at me.
Yeah, right. I looked at that the other day, and I'm like, that would be an interesting topic. And I read some of what you had written, and I'm just like, yeah, if you update this here, here, and here, this could still be relevant now kind of thing. Because there are a million podcasts out there. There are a million websites out there. And what makes people come back to listen to us? Is it us? Is it the topics that we talk about? Is it the opinions that we give?
Yeah, I went off on a tirade on that. And I don't know when I started it, to be honest. And and I'll probably actually publish it right after we record this.
just a few tweaks because time has passed since you first wrote it. You know, but other than that,
I wrote it before COVID.
Yeah, probably.
And I was like feeling, I really don't know. I really don't know anymore. Like what's going down the pipe. And so I just was kind of just letting it all kind of come out. And, you know, are we inundated with too much news? Is there too much, you know, crap opinions or in the terms of Screen Rant, where they can't do any actual research?
Well, this is going to be this is going to be a topic on, it's actually going to be, and I'm springing this on you now. I'm sure you've seen the back and forth between Jesse, aka Matrix Prime, and I on Twitter.
I haven't, but I haven't been on Twitter that much.
But anyway, the point is, you know, I have a Google Pixel 6 Pro and it gives me the Google feed. Oops. That's not what I wanted to do, but whatever. So if I scroll left on my Pixel 6 Pro, you know, I see all these clickbaity news articles, you know, oh, because I like Spider-Man, or oh, because this, because I'm a geek. You know, it's sort of catered to me, but at the same time, it's also a lot of clickbait stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And one of them was, I think it's Game Rant. It was 9 of the best Decepticons. Okay, sure. I'll look through the top nine best.
I think it was Screen Rant.
Whatever. Anyway,
it's the same people. But anyway,
okay. But anyway, yes, the point
they
is
they never do research.
Well, okay. So the funny thing was, and like I said, this is going to be an all things Transformers TFG1 doubleheader topic thing because Jesse wants to talk about this. And I'm like, yeah, because it just – so I look through their list, and I'm pulling it up now. All right, so there – I'm not going to go through their whole list of at Game Rant, but they list like Scorponok and Tidal Wave and Overlord and Soundwave, Shockwave – but I wouldn't have had a problem with any of this if their number one was not a Decepticon, because number one is – they'd put Unicron at number one of the best Decepticons. He's not a Decepticon. So, yeah. But anyway, you know – there's all this thing, all these things filling up with, you know, geek culture and pop culture, and everybody's got their voice, and the internet gives birth to all these opinions and whatever else. And for years, you know, I've poured my heart and soul into the recording, the editing, the this, that, and the other thing. Just look at the top 100 Transformers characters countdown. 100 hours of editing, folks. And yes, I know it's just audio, but that was a lot. But it's one of those things where after I've spent all this time, like literally the most recent episode of Studio 2009, where we talk about our top 10 most rewatched movies, that took me a whole day to get it edited online. And then the next morning I promoted it. So my thing is, as far as are we unleashing the geek anymore, is after I've done all this, because I enjoy most of the time I enjoy doing it. But the thing of it is I would like to get some sort of feedback from somebody, you know, just to know that somebody is listening. And I know at some point you'll say, oh, well, we have these numbers or those numbers. So people are listening. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I am as a podcast listener. If I listen to a podcast, I want to interact with the hosts. I'll send them an email, or I'll tweet at them, or I'll Facebook them, or whatever. Like, I've always been an interactive listener. And I just feel like half the time at the Geekcast Radio Network, we don't have interactive listeners. So it must be me. It must be something wrong with me.
Maybe I don't think it's anything wrong with you. I just think people just don't do that much anymore.
I don't know.
Because even in my day job, the podcasting, we don't get a lot of responses on social media.
Yeah.
We'll get some emails here or there, but otherwise, like, it's just kind of they're in the ether.
Yeah. So like I said, going back to the beginning and kind of not necessarily repeating topics we've already done, but getting, like, we did an episode about the longest running TV series or the death of Cartoon Network or... you know, we did this whole thing on the iPhone, like I said, and I just want to take GCR to the next level of being able to discuss anything, because honestly, you can be a geek about anything these days. It doesn't matter. You can be a car geek, a airplane geek, a geek who loves drones, you know, all this stuff. And I think this is also part of why I'm doing the GCR and Origin stuff with, like, studio with podcasting and cartoons on Tooncast, comics on the Pullback, and whatever else, is because I like hearing people's stories, but at the same time, that's not what I want to do with GCR. I want to have us or myself and somebody else have a fun discussion and just bring it back to the fun that it was X number of years ago. And obviously, we're going to continue the big stuff. The top 100s are still – the interviews are still going to be on GCR, that kind of thing, and all that. But at the same time, we need to expand.
Yep.
You know, like I said, conversation stuff, you know, stuff that if I see – and I'm not saying – like if I see a news headline tomorrow that in the next 20 minutes of tomorrow, I'm going to record a show and say, oh, hey, here's no, it's not talking about that. I'm saying if like I had an idea for an episode of this podcast about something, insert whatever here, like, you know, whatever it was, I forget what it was off the top of my head. And I had said something to you about it and you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying that to throw you under the bus. I'm saying I had what I thought would be a good conversational idea for this specific podcast, the overarching Geekcast Radio Network podcast. And I have ideas like this all the time. And I'm just going to go to whatever, you know, host that wants to discuss it kind of thing. Like, obviously, you'll get first dibs, but if you're not interested, then I'll find somebody else kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like me taking this, and I'm not going to do what you do on Altered Geek because I'm not trying to report. I want to have conversations here. And we have conversations on Altered Geek as well. But I don't want the, you know, I don't, they're not going to be the same thing. Like, you know. I don't know.
I get it.
I just want to be able to ever since. And I don't think because, oh no, I mentioned it in the last episode when Terry and I talked about Blackstone Cherry's, the Human Condition album. People on this feed, if you listen to the last episode of the podcast, know that my wife / ex-wife, because I have to say that due to the government, whatever. She passed away in November, 2021. So for me now, doing the, like, I wanted to eventually bring her into the podcasting thing. I wanted to do a bunch of stuff with her, and we just never got around to doing it, and it is what it is. So now I'm like, I need all new, all fresh, all not necessarily different, but.
No, I mean, I kind of get it too, because in the same fashion, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm burned out on some of the same crap. Like, yeah. And I get it. Like, some of the people probably are bored with hearing us talk about the same crap. So,
yeah. And that's why I'm kind of liking going with the whole guest host thing, because if we have, like, if I come up with a topic and I'm like, oh, this would be perfect, a perfect conversation for insert name here to discuss with me kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we're still going to do the big stuff. We're still going to do the countdowns. Coming up later this year, we've got the Top 100 Toys countdown. So that's the next new countdown here at Geekcast Radio Network. I think it's the first year. Yeah, it is the first year in the Top 100's countdowns history that we've done back-to-back years. Because we've done stuff 2011, 2013, 2015, 2017. I don't think we did one in 2016, maybe. 2019, and then 2021, we had the Top 100 Transformers, and obviously this is 2022, and we're going to have the Top 100 Toys countdown. Information on that is coming soon. Do not send your lists in until we tell you to. But yeah, lots of cool stuff coming up here on Geekcast Radio, Geekcast Radio Network. You've got Altered Geek, we've got Tooncast, we've got Studio 2009, we're about to record our Top 10 most rewatched live action television shows. All things Transformers, obviously, is another main staple. And now that my origins for Tooncast are out of the way, I'm going to be advertising for a whole bunch of guests on Tooncast Origins to get a bunch of people's cartoon origin stories. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's kind of why I named this episode 20. What did I name it?
I was not prepared.
2022, new year, new everything. Because even though I have experienced a huge tragic loss, and even though I have my moments of, oh shit, what am I going to do now? I still have to look at it as 2022 is a new year. It's a new beginning. Not everything sucks immediately.
Now, but it can.
It can, but, and it might, but you never know. I mean, you know, pretty soon I might be in Colorado knocking on somebody's door. Hey, you got a couch I can live on for a few months? But, hey, you never know. I'll take the garage. I don't care. Whatever. As long as there's heat. So yes, that's the plan here on Geekcast Radio. Coming up next, my buddy Tom DJ. People would have heard us talk about his Modern Fandom Manifesto. He wants to kind of update that, but not really. He's going to come on and we're going to talk about his main ideas that he wants to talk with me through is, and I'm only saying this as a teaser now because I know you're going to have an opinion on this and you're not going to be on the actual episode. So the main things he wants to talk about is how Batman is not an aspirational figure and how nostalgia is being used as a tool to keep us stagnant as a society and how we are not allowing society and pop culture to evolve. So
can't disagree with that.
No.
Because I mean, look at how many revival shows we keep getting, or like them putting the stamp on. Yeah, just having multiple shows like Star Trek shoved down our throat that all of them suck.
Yeah, so that's what's coming up next here on Geekcast Radio. We hope everyone tunes in. I am, like I said, I'm in the middle of fixing all of the old episodes, the MP3 links, and I will be bringing up some of them on our social medias because, holy crap, it was a long time ago. 13, 14, 15 years between the two of us and between us and the network kind of thing. You're 15 years or 16? I don't remember how old you are in podcasting.
I've been podcasting since 2006.
So 16 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's going on here on Geekcast Radio. I was going to say make your great escape to comics. Wow, this isn't the pull bag. Where can people find you online, sir?
On the Twitters, at SCP21 or at StevePhillipsVO.
I'm at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Tune in next time when Tom and I will be talking about Batman, nostalgia, and a bunch of other stuff.
Unleash the geek in you.
Thank you. This is getting expensive.